Time for yet another episode of
The War on Christmas
2006. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Latest battle in the war on Christmas at Seattle SeaTac Airport, where the swing shift removed all the holiday trees in the face of a lawsuit threatened not by a secular progressive trying to eradicate Christmas, but by an Orthodox conservative trying to get equal time for Hanukkah. Rabbi Elazar Bogomilsky offered to supply the airport with an 8-foot electric menorah, but he also wanted a lighting ceremony.
And if it has a ceremony, a lighting ceremony, then it becomes a religious symbol.
And Port Commissioner Pat Davis saw this getting out of hand. If you allow a menorah ceremony, some megachurch might want a living nativity. And the Scientologists might want an 8-foot L. Ron Hubbard poster. Every El Al departure would have to be balanced by a Virgin Atlantic departure. Rabbi Bogomilsky has now dropped his lawsuit, but too late. The Evergreen State now has no evergreen trees at its flagship airport. Wait, maybe that's the answer. Put decorative spotted owls in the trees. They become an environmental display. Oh, except fake trees with stuffed owls might upset Earth First and the airport would fill up with giant chanting leatherback sea turtles. Well, at least one group comes out of this okay. The atheists. For once, the disappearing decorations had nothing to do with them.
The war on Christmas.
We only need our flak jackets for 2 more weeks, people.
2006.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.